Well, before we get started, I just wanted to say that my beautiful wife and I were only able to attend the Weekend in the Word, the name that changes everything, and that was Sunday. But Saturday they had the Day in the Word also. So on that note, I was going to ask Dan Mekus if he could spend a couple of minutes giving us some highlights of the Saturday.
Dan, Rebeca, Rebequita, ¿se pueden hacer un mute o yo los hago? Okay. Okay, Rebeca, Dan.
Okay. Dan no fue el sábado, además fui yo. Fue el domingo.
En inglés, Rebeca.
Rebequita, ¿en inglés?
En inglés.
Dan wasn't able to make it on Saturday, so I was. So do you want me to?
Yes, yeah. please.
Okay. Well, it was very sweet. It was just one seeing how God brought Jan and her friends together and how they're ministering throughout the country. So that was beautiful, just to see the communion amongst them as they, she and I think his name is Sid, taught about the name above every name, Jesus. And so it was wonderful to, she shared about her book. And so she took excerpts from the book and kind of amplified on them, covering how Jesus is our intercessor and also our deliverer and the captain of our salvation. And I thought in terms of the magnitude Jan shared an example of how in the military they go to the captain, and the captain is the one that gives them their orders to follow. So Jesus Christ is our captain, and he intercedes for us with God. And I thought it was interesting that she kind of broke it down in terms of, like, Jesus is our big brother, and we can talk to him, because she gave the example of how her sister was there, Judy, and she goes, she loves to talk with her sister Judy. They have a very special bond. And so we have that bond, you know, with Jesus Christ, and that he is our brother, so we can talk with him about things that we're being faced with, because he was, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact verse, but, you know, he was tempted in all ways. He was a man, and he was tempted in all ways as we are, and so he understands our challenge. But we pray to God. Ultimately, we pray to God. You know, God is our Father, and we pray to him, but we can, you know, talk with Jesus about things that, you know, we're struggling with, but ultimately, we pray to our Heavenly Father, and that's why our Heavenly Father has honored Christ with a name above every name, because the first Adam blew it, you know, because of Adam, sin entered into the world, and, you know, the struggles that we see, you know, we've seen in the Old Testament and we see today, and yet Christ was obedient. He was obedient 100%. So he's the new Adam that made through his obedience, the salvation that we have available to us today. So anyway, so I that's what I remember from Saturday.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you. It's all important. Okay, so we're going to get into the word here, and being there Sunday, you know, still exposed us to a lot of truth and a lot of wonderful things that God does for us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the title I have is simply, See What God Has Done. See What God Has Done. The theme verse, Ted McCormick read it earlier. You can take a note and put it down if you'd like. Psalms 45, chapter 40, verse 5. And like I said, it encapsulates all that God has done, too many to count. Our Almighty God and Father, from the beginning, has given mankind the perfect plan on how to live. He's given us the perfect plan on how to live. If you're ever fumbling through life and you need direction or help, go to God. Go to God. He's helped me more times than I can count. This plan also, of course, it includes our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is our Lord and Savior. Would you agree?
Yep.
Jesus Christ to us, among many aspects of his life, that he is our big brother, as we just heard Rebecca mention, our friend. He is the example for us to follow. He's our mediator. He talks to the Father on our behalf. You know, I mean, he's seated at his right hand, so God's there. And he's a teacher. He teaches us throughout his word many, many things that are valuable. To name just a few, his, Jesus Christ's, most accomplished act of love was saving you and I and anyone who makes him their Lord. He saves us from eternal death to eternal life. The world doesn't understand that. And because they can't feel, taste, touch, hear, or smell that, they really don't put much into it. But the day's coming. The day's coming. And it's not a day to get you all fearful and stuff. It's a day to put joy in your hearts, knowing that when you wake up after you fall asleep, ain't nothing holding you back. We're going to live throughout all eternity. And who knows what our itinerary is going to be when we get there. God's got, I'm sure, a lot of things for us to enjoy. But one thing that he won't have there is a hospital, because we won't be getting sick anymore. We won't be crying anymore or any of that other stuff that brings us down. Our Father and the one true God did not leave us with a haphazard life. He did not leave us with a haphazard life with no direction. He gives us direction. Are we willing to follow it? Jesus Christ followed direction. So like I said, he's our teacher. He gave us his words of true knowledge and life, words that you and I can rely on. Words that we can rely on. Man has plenty of words that he wants to give you, but he cannot always rely on them. And that's what separates us from man, Jesus Christ, and God. But we have him to turn to. So what I want to do is look at some of his wisdom to follow God. Some of his wisdom to follow. And we'll just finish up tonight's fellowship by looking at these. I thought they were really impactful and insightful. The first one, if you want to go there, is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13. It says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, hallelujah, but the spirit which is of who? God. That we may know the things that are freely given to us of who? God. Verse 13, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, because life is spiritual. So you see, God gives us everything we need, and He talks to our spirit with His spirit. So have your God radar up, because He's going to be talking to you every day, and we need to listen and get blessed by His information. Now let's go to 1 Peter. And when you get there, go to chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 6. 1 Peter 1, 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many temptations, or manifold, as the King James says, temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy that's inexpressible, but it's full of glory. Praise God. Let us now go to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 1. And we're going to go to verse 71. It's a long chapter here. Luke 1, 71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Sadly enough, there's people in the world that hate you. We've seen it displayed many, many times, such as this gentleman, Kirk, that had recently been killed. It's out of hate. It's out of devil-possessed people. But you know what? We're saved from that, you and I. You're saved from that. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, there we go again, may serve him without what? Fear. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. Not just on the weekends, but every day of our lives we serve the Father and one another with that love of God. The enemies, don't worry about them. They've been taken care of, or they will be taken care of. Now, God's plan continues to be revealed, as we'll see in Mark. His plan is being revealed to us every day of our lives. We have something to do for the Father. If it's helping someone else or it's helping yourself, we have something to do. And the Father is always revealing his plan on a continual basis. So if we go to Mark chapter 12, we're going to look at verse 35. I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. It opens it up a little bit more. Mark 12:35 says, later, as Jesus was what? Teaching the people in the temple, he asked, why do the teachers of the religious law claim that the Messiah is the son of David? 36, for David himself, speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet. Verse 37, since David himself called the Messiah my Lord, how can the Messiah be his son? The large crowd listened to him with great delight, knowing that that is the truth. See, they were deconfused, or however you want to put it. But, yes, God's word is is for us to have the truth of the knowledge. And this is just one part of that. And it's just refreshing to know that no matter where you go in the Bible, wherever you read, it's always the truth. It's things that, like I said earlier, we can rely on, especially when it's directed towards you and I. Great, brings great, great peace. Now let's go to Acts, please. In Acts chapter 3. And go to verse 18. Remember, these are just different verses that talk about how good God is to us and what he's doing for us or what he's done for us. Acts 3:18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. It doesn't stop there. Verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets, since the world began. Since the world began. It's not new news. But still yet, this is what God wants us to know. And Paul also had some information that he put out. And this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 17. This will also be out of the NLT. And this is Paul, like I said. It says, or he says, you may be asking why I changed my plan. Do you think I make plans carelessly? Carelessly? Do you think I am like people of the world who say yes when they really mean no? Verse 18. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you does not waver between yes and no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. He is the one whom Silas and Timothy and I preached to you. And as God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. Verse 20. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ, with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Verse 21. It is God who enables us, along with you, to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us, and he has identified us as his own by placing that Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised us. Wow, what a message Paul had. What a message. And yes, God can guarantee anything, he says, because it's going to happen or it has happened. So the last verse of scripture I want to share with you, and you're all familiar with this one, but we're going to read it anyway. If you go to John, and I think you already know where I'm going to go with this. John chapter 3 and verse 16. This is how big God's love is that we have, that he's given us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a comfort, what a demonstration of God Almighty. To give his only begotten Son, his only Son, to die for you and I. Do we deserve it? No. No, not at all. But God wanted a family, and he knew that all these verses I read and others, the information that he puts out for us, that we would believe it, and that they would come to pass. And that's what makes and separates us, sanctifies us. in this life that we're living. Because if nothing else, we have all eternity waiting for us. And we need to hold forth this good news to people around us. When you have that opportunity, do not hesitate, because you may never see that person again. And so we see what God has done and is doing in our lives. So it's very, very humble and meek and firm of us to hold forth God's words to other people and to ourselves so that we can see the difference in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for each and every one of us here and around this world. I pray specifically, Father, right now, for those whose lives are threatened by reading your word, speaking of you in Jesus Christ, or having a fellowship, Father, that they can do that with great peace in their hearts, knowing that you will bear your mighty arm for them, Father. So I just thank you, Almighty God, for giving us these opportunities and for helping us to see you more and more every day in our lives. And we praise your holy name, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.